And also to Christian.
Also to Christian.
And to Gunnborg and their wonderful family.
Och Gunnborg och familjen.
And that they have looked after me and
passed på mig.
And I'm even allowed to bond with the dog.
Ja, han ligger gott hunden vår.
So really, really nice to be with you tonight.
Väldigt kul att vara samman med dig.
So tonight I wanted to share just a message first.
Nu ska jag bara dela ett budskap först.
And then of course we want to worship the Lord some more.
Så ska vi tillbe Herren I samman lite på.
And we'll see how God then also moves with the prophetic.
Och så vill man se hur Gud också gör I förhållande till det profetiska.
It's wonderful that God still speaks today, isn't it?
Det är ju fantastiskt att Gud också talar idag.
It's an amazing thing about God.
Det är en fantastisk ting med Gud.
That even though he has said everything he ever wanted to say.
Selv om han har sagt allt han önskade att säga.
He's still speaking.
Så han talar han fortsatt.
So I often say to the Lord.
Så jag säger ofta till Herren.
Oh God, you said everything you wanted to say.
Du sa allt du önskade att säga.
But you still speak today.
Men så talar du fortsatt.
So that's amazing.
Det är fantastiskt.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
So tonight the little message for us.
I kväll budskap I kväll.
And I hope this will also bring us to a place where we want to worship.
Och jag hoppas också att det bringer oss dit att vi önskar tillbe.
Because we know it's like our first ministry.
För det är ju vår första tjänst.
To be worshippers, isn't it?
Det är att vara lovprisare.
Yeah, and it's beautiful because even in the Old Testament.
För till och med I Gamla testamentet.
The priest never ministered to the people.
Så betjente prästen aldrig folket.
Unless he first ministered to God.
Hvis han ikke først hadde prist Gud.
It's beautiful because that's our first ministry.
Det er vakkert, for det er vår første tjeneste.
And when we are firstly ministers or priests of God,
men først tjenere for Gud,
he gives us something then to minister to the people.
Så gir han oss noe som vi kan gi videre til folket.
And that's the beautiful place of being a priest.
Og det er det flotte med å være en prest.
And so today we can all be priests.
Så I dag så er vi alle prester.
Yeah, little children can be priests of
worship. Små barn kan også være prester når de tilber.
Ladies can be priests.
Damer kan vara präster när de tillber.
Men can be priests.
Och män kan vara präster.
Halleluja. We're all priests tonight. Amen.
Vi är alla präster.
We're all priests of worship.
Vi är präster av och tillber.
Won't you tell to your neighbor?
Fortell naboen din.
I'm so excited to sit next to a priest tonight.
Jag är så begeistrad att sitta vid sidan av en präst ikväll.
A priest of worship.
En präst som tillber.
Halleluja. So good to sit next to a priest of worship.
Det är så gott att sitta vid sidan av en präst som tillber.
Halleluja. Praise God. So tonight, I wanted to share with you the basic seven longings that is in the human heart.
I kväll så ska jag dela om sju längslar som är I det mänskliga hjärtat.
And it's amazing how God is the God of the heart, isn't he?
Det är flott att se hur Gud är Gud för hjärtat.
And he's constantly just working on our hearts.
Han jobbar konstant med hjärtat vårt.
Many people say, well, what part of me is my heart?
Och sen någon så frågar sig, okej, del av oss är hjärtat.
Because I do know what part is my flesh.
Jag vet hur kött hjärtat är hen.
And I know which part is my spirit.
Och jag vet hur ånden är.
So what part is my heart?
Så kan del är hjärtat.
I think it's probably the deepest part of our being, isn't
it? Det är liksom det djupaste indre av oss själ.
And this desire, these desires or longings.
Och dessa längslarna.
Are in all people.
Den, de har alle folk.
It is interesting.
Det är intressant.
That when you talk about worship.
Når vi snakker om tilbedelse.
We were all created to be worshippers.
Vi ble alle skapt til å være tilbedere.
And if we don't worship God.
Og hvis vi ikke tilber Gud.
We will find something else to worship.
Så finner vi noe alt som annet som vi tilber.
Yeah, you know, people will worship horses.
Noen tilber hester.
And it's interesting.
Det interessant.
The more we worship something,
jo mer vi tilber noe,
the more we become like it.
Jo mer så blir vi som det vi tilber.
And so it's a basic desire.
Så det en sånn basis lengsel I oss.
God has put into all of us.
Som Gud har lagt I oss alle.
To worship something.
At vi tilber noe.
And of course, he created us so we can worship him.
Og han skapte oss jo for at vi skulle tilbe ham.
And so it's very sad.
Så det veldig trist.
When that worship doesn't flow to God or worship it flows to something else.
Det veldig trist når denne tilbedelsen flyter til noe annet enn til Gud.
So here are the some of the seven longings.
Og her noen av disse sju lengslene.
That is basically in the human heart.
Som er I det menneskelige hjertet.
We all have the longing.
Alle har med lengselen.
For the assurance.
For forsikringen
of being enjoyed by God.
Av at vi elsket og at Gud har behag I oss.
Is that true?
Ikke det sant?
Amen. We all have the longing desire.
Vi har alle dette ønsket, denne lengselen.
Amen. For their insurance.
For en forsikring.
That God enjoys us.
At Gud elsker oss, har behag I oss.
A second desire.
Et annet ønske.
is a longing to be fascinated.
Det er lengselen etter å på en måte bli fascinert.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Vi skal snakke om det etter hvert.
Then we have the longing to be pleasant or delightful, or for the ladies, of course, beautiful.
Så har vi lengselen etter å være vakre, flotte.
Ja. It's a desire that God has put into all of our hearts.
Det er en lengsel som Gud har lagt I hjertene til oss alle.
And you won't believe it.
Og du vil ikke tro det.
God has actually created us with a desire or a longing to be great.
Gud har også lagt en lengsel I oss til å bli noe stort, være noe.
And we'll talk about each one.
Vi skal snakke om hver enkelt.
Then we all have a longing.
Så har vi alle en lengsel.
For intimacy.
En lengsel for intimitet.
Without shame.
Uten å ha skam.
Then, six, we have a longing to be wholehearted and passionate.
Så har vi en lengsel litt å være helhjertet og ha passion.
Yeah, passionate about something.
Vær på en måte lidenskapelig med noe.
When last did you meet somebody who's passionate about something?
Det var siste gang du møtte noen som var lidenskapelig for noe.
And then number seven.
Og nummer sju.
We have a longing.
Vi har en lengsel.
For significance and to make a lasting impact.
Vi har en lengsel etter ha betydning. Og gjør et varig.
So let's talk about each one of them.
Så la oss snakke om hver enkelt av dem.
Firstly, we have the longing in our hearts.
Først så har vi lengselen I hjertet vårt.
For assurance that God enjoys us.
For denne forsikringen om at vi elsket og til Guds behag.
Do you know that God actually enjoys you?
Vet du det, at Gud han faktisk liker deg?
The Lord didn't look at this meeting tonight and say.
Gud så ikke på dette møtet I kveld og så tenkte han.
Oh no.
Oh nei.
They're coming again.
Nå kommer de igjen.
The Lord didn't say tonight.
Og Herren sa ikke I kveld.
I think tonight I'll just have angel worship.
At I kveld så vil jeg bare at englene skal tilbe.
Please turn off the earth.
Bare skru av jorda.
I feel like perfected worship tonight.
Jeg ønsker liksom en perfekt tilbedelse I kveld.
Jesus said.
Jesus sa.
In John 15:9.
I Johannes 15:9.
As the Father loved me.
Som Faderen elsker meg.
I have also loved you.
Så jeg også elsker dere.
Think about it tonight.
Bare tenk på det I kveld.
As much as the Father loves Jesus.
Så mye som Faderen elsker Jesus.
To the same degree.
I samme grad.
He loves you.
Så elsker han deg.
Wow.
Wow.
The love that the Father has for Jesus.
Kärleken Fadern har för Jesus.
That same degree of love.
Den är samma grad av kärlek.
He loves you tonight.
Så älskar dig ikväll.
But maybe you say.
Kanske säger du.
Only when I'm good.
Bara när jag är god.
Or if I've done something good.
Eller när jag har gjort något gott.
It's amazing.
Det är otroligt.
That God doesn't just love us.
At Gud ikke bare elsker oss.
When we've been 100% obedient.
Når vi 100% lydige.
Or done everything right.
Eller gjort alt rett.
Amen.
Amen.
He loves us.
Men han elsker oss.
Even while we're in a developing state.
Til vi når vi på en måte på et utviklingsstadie.
And when you step into God's presence.
Og når du går inn I Guds nærvær.
God's like, oh yeah.
Så Gud, ja. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastisk.
Amen. When we start worshiping,
når vi begynner å tilbe,
God's like, oh yeah.
Så Gud, yes, sier Gud, ja. Yeah.
Amen. It's amazing.
Det fantastisk.
God enjoys you.
Gud, han liker deg.
He really enjoys you.
Han virkelig liker deg.
I mean, really, 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 really.
Han virkelig liker deg.
When you were born,
når du ble født,
the Father didn't look at Jesus,
så ikke Faderen på Jesus,
and go, what are we going to do with that?
Hva skal vi gjøre med dette her?
You know, when you were born,
nei, når du ble født,
I mean, the Father rejoiced, Jesus rejoiced.
Så jublet Jesus, da jublet Faderen.
The Holy Spirit was right there like, whoa.
Og den Hellige Ånd var akkurat der, whoa.
Oh, what can I do with him?
Hva kan jeg gjøre for denne her?
What can I do with her?
Hva kan jeg gjøre for hun?
Oh, I'm so excited about you.
Jeg så begeistret for deg.
You know, it's amazing because often we have to really change the way of our thinking, right?
For ofte så må vi virkelig forandre vår tenkning.
Because the enemy is such a liar, isn't he?
For fienden sånn en løgner.
And often this feelings of being rejected.
Ofte det følelsen av å være avvist.
Really keeps us out of the presence of God.
Og det holder oss ute av Guds nærvær.
Or the fact that we haven't done everything right.
Eller liksom at vi ikke har gjort alt rett.
You know, in the Old Testament it says.
I Gamle Testamentet så sier det.
Enter his gates.
Gå inn I hans porter.
With thanksgiving.
med takksigelse.
Enter his gates.
Gå inn I hans porter.
With praise.
Med lovprisning.
It's interesting.
Interessant.
It doesn't even say enter his gates with repentance.
Det står ikke at du skal gå inn med omvendelse.
Because often
for ofte,
we've got our scoreboard for ourselves.
Så har vi liksom vår egen sånne I tavla med score.
And we usually create a scoreboard by comparing us to others.
Og det scoren der liksom at vi sammenligner oss med andre.
I do this.
Jeg gjør dette.
She does that.
Hun gjør det.
I don't do this.
Jeg gjør ikke det.
He does that.
Men han gjør det.
Not bad.
Ikke så verst.
Not bad, huh?
Ikke så verst I det hele tatt.
And last week I did that.
Og sist uke gjorde jeg det.
This week I didn't.
Men denne uke gjorde jeg det ikke.
Or
eller
Oh, bad.
Dårligt.
You know, bad. It's interesting.
Det interessant.
That we come into His presence.
Vi kommer in I hans nærvær.
With praise.
Med lovprisning.
And often,
ofte,
when we think, oh, the scoreboard has been so clean.
Så tenk, oh, scoren I dag jo god.
Yeah, when we're in His presence.
Når vi I hans nærvær.
He's like,
Så liksom at han står.
And I think, yeah, that's right. He's not as clean as I thought.
Det ikke så rent som jeg trodde det var.
But
men
then the forgiveness is there as well. Amen.
Tilgivelsen jo der uansett.
It's amazing. God actually wants to enjoy you.
Gud, han ønsker virkelig å fryde seg I deg.
You are not a prayer burden to heaven.
Du ikke liksom en sånn bønnebyrde for himmelen.
When we start praying,
når vi begynner å be,
the Father is not like, oh no.
Så ikke som Fader, oh nei, han eller hun igjen, nei.
Oh. How many points have you got today?
Hvor mange poeng har du fått I dag?
10.
10.
Do you know how busy I am?
Vet du hvor travlt jeg har det?
The Koreans are praying all the time.
Koreanerne, de prer jo hele veien.
And you come with 10 more points.
Du må klare mer enn 10 poeng.
It's not the truth, amen.
Det ikke sannheten.
God enjoys you.
Gud, han fryder seg over deg.
There's a scripture in the Old Testament that says.
Det et skriftsted I Gamle Testamentet som sier.
That God rejoices over us with joy.
Det står at Gud fryder seg over oss med jubel.
The word there in the Hebrew is the word gul.
På hebraisk det vegur.
Gul, and it means.
Og det betyr
to spin around with joy.
Det betyr at Gud på en måte spinner rundt I glede, akkurat som en sånn.
The moment we come into His presence.
Så når vi kommer I hans nærvær,
God gets so excited.
Så blir Gud så begeistret.
That the Bible says He rejoices over us.
Det står at Gud jubler over oss.
With joy.
Med glede.
And because Jesus paid the price.
Og for at Jesus betalte prisen.
You can have assurance.
Så kan du være helt sikker på.
That when you come into His presence.
At når du kommer inn I hans nærvær.
He is so excited about you.
Så han så begeistret for deg.
This is a very important point. Because we live in a day where people have to produce to be something. You know? So we all ask people, what do you do?
Vi spør jo alle folk, hva gjør du for noe?
And then we put them on a scale.
Og så setter vi da folk på en skala.
Oh, you're a... Oh?
Og så liksom, og så, oh, ja, du, oh? Oh, ja.
Or, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that, you know, like
du
okay, you know, and it's and often,
og ofte,
you know, that's the case today.
Det saken I dag.
That's why there's so much rejection.
Det derfor så mye avvist.
In our generation.
I vår generation.
Even in little kids.
Til med små barn.
You know, I mean, today you ask the 5-year-old, so what subjects do you want? Because we need to know.
I dag så kan jeg spørre en 5-åring, hva slags fag skal du ta? Men vi trenger å vite det.
What are you going to become?
Hva skal du bli for noe?
Doctor, engineer.
Skal bli doktor, ingeniør.
Are you going to work with atoms?
Skal du jobbe med atomer?
You know, the little girl is like,
jeg vet ikke.
Come on, make up your mind.
Bestem deg nå.
You must know by now.
Du må vite det. Du 5 år.
That's why there's so much rejection now.
Det derfor så mye avvisning.
Because people are scaled on
for
what
they. Vi måtte sette skala, sette mål på folk.
On what they've achieved.
Av det de har oppnådd.
And not just because of God's view, huh?
Men ikke, så har vi ikke Guds perspektiv.
Halleluja. He's excited about you.
Gud begeistret for deg.
I mean, he's so excited.
Han så begeistret.
Look at the prodigal son.
Se på den bortkomne sønnen.
When he came back.
Når han kom tilbake.
Mean the father ran to him.
Så var det faren som kom springende til ham.
You know, the father didn't say, well, go and bath first.
Faren sa ikke gå og bad først.
You know, you've been with the pigs.
Du är vår med grisarna.
Don't cleanse yourself first.
Gå och rens dig. Nej.
No, the father kissed him.
Faren kysste han.
With the pig parts still
med
on him.
Griserester på han.
It shows you.
Det visar.
That God is looking at our hearts, right?
Att Gud ser på våra hjärta.
Even in our total imperfect state.
Till med när vi är totalt inte perfekta.
Hallelujah. You know what's amazing?
Vet du vad som är otroligt?
The book of Song of Solomon.
Salomos høysang.
Here's a very interesting scripture in chapter 1 verse 5.
Det är ett intressant skrift I kapitel 1 vers 5.
The bridegroom who's Jesus.
Brudgommen som är Jesus.
Looks at the bride which is the church.
Ser på bruden som är menigheten.
And he says to her.
Och han säger till henne.
You are dark.
Du är mörk.
But beautiful.
Men vacker.
It's a spiritual meaning.
Och det är en andlig betydning.
That spiritually.
Andlig sett.
She's not yet been like, you know, completely cleansed.
Så har hon liksom ännu blivit helt helt rensad
eller completely holy.
Eller blivit helt helig.
But
men
even in that condition.
Men själv I den tillstånd.
You are beautiful.
Så är du vacker.
So God doesn't look at us tonight at our present condition.
Så Gud ser på oss I vår nuvarande tillstånd.
Amazing.
Utroligt.
Amen. He says.
Han säger.
I see the things in your life.
Jag ser ting I livet ditt.
But you're still beautiful.
Men du är fortsatt vacker.
You know? And God is not shocked either.
Och Gud har får sig chock heller.
You know? He's not shocked.
Han får sig chock.
When you make a big mistake or if I make a mistake.
Hvis du gör ett stort feltrinn eller jag gör ett stort feltrinn.
God's not like no.
Säger inte Gud, oh nej.
What did you just do?
Vad var det du gjorde nu?
What did you just say?
Vad var det du nu sa nu?
I'm gonna stay away for 2 weeks.
Jag ska hålla mig veck I 2 veckor.
Just to teach you a little lesson.
Bara för att lära dig en liten läxa.
No, that's absolutely
Nej.
Not the truth.
Det inte sanningen.
God knows.
Gud vet.
That in His presence.
Att I hans närvaro.
We change.
Så förändrar vi oss.
But the devil knows it too.
Men djävulen vet också det.
You know what the word Satan means?
Vet du vad Satan betyder?
It means the accuser of the brethren.
Det betyder brödernas anklagar.
Absolutely. And that's all ministry he's got now.
Och det är den tjänsten han har nu.
To be accusing.
Att vara anklagaren.
And I tell you, he definitely is not lazy.
Och han är inte lat.
I remember this very older preacher.
Jag husker en sån ganska en äldre förkynnare.
He was like 80 or 90 years old.
Han var 80-90 år gammal.
And a very young preacher came to him.
En väldigt ung förkynnare kom till han.
And said to him.
Och sa till han.
Wow, you've been preaching for 50 years.
Wow, du har talat I 50 år.
Can you say anything positive about the devil?
Kan du säga något positivt om djävulen?
And the old preacher thought like a long time.
Och den gamla förkynnaren han tänkte länge.
And he said, "Yes, you know, there's one thing."
Och så sa han, ja, det är en ting.
And the young preacher says, "Really?"
Och så sa den unga förkynnaren,
"Hä? And he says, "Yes."
Ja.
He's not lazy.
Han är inte lat.
You know?
Vet du?
The accuser of the brethren.
Brödernas anklagare.
Wants to keep you.
Han önskar ha dig.
Wants to keep me.
Och ha mig
out of the presence of God.
Ut av Guds närvaro.
And make us think.
Och få oss att tänka.
That God doesn't enjoy us.
Att Gud inte är lik oss.
There's a longing in our hearts.
För det är en längsel I vårt hjärta.
To know.
Till att känna.
That God enjoys us.
Att Gud han är begeistrad för oss, att han lik oss.
Yes, that yes. God enjoys us.
Att Gud har behag I oss.
Maybe before you fall asleep tonight in your bed.
Kanske för du lägger dig ikväll.
You can say to yourself.
Så kan du säga till dig själv.
He enjoys me.
Ja, han har behag I mig. Han älskar
and
mig.
And I'm believing it more and more.
Jag tror det mer och mer.
The second longing in our hearts.
Den andra längseln I hjärtat vårt.
Is a longing in our hearts to be fascinated.
Det är till att bli fascinerad.
You know, it's very interesting.
Intressant.
We are creatures.
Vi är skapningar.
That love to be fascinated.
Vi är skapningar som älskar att bli fascinerade.
That's why you don't look at the same movie over and over again.
Det är därför du inte ser på samma filmen om igen och om igen och om igen.
That's why you go and shop for clothes.
Det är därför du går och handlar nya kläder.
You know, that's why we do some of the stuff we do.
Det är därför vi gör några av de tingen vi gör.
Because we like to be fascinated.
Vi liker att bli fascinerade.
You know, you like to come to church, hear another fascinating message.
Du ligger och kommer till menigheten och får en ny inspirerande tale.
And it's actually something God gave us.
Och det är något Gud har gett oss.
It's so, you know, that we You know, we don't like to be bored.
Vi liker ikke å kjede oss.
Really, when people get totally bored,
når folk blir, har det kjedelig,
it's a terrible place to be.
Så det jo en forferdelig plass å være på.
Not to be fascinated or to be hungry for fascination.
Eller ha en lengsel eller en hunger etter fascination.
It is interesting.
Interessant.
That the entertainment industry in the world.
Det er interessant at underholdningsindustrien I verden
have recognized this.
Har sett dette her.
And they are profiting from it.
Og de tjener jo penger på det.
Actually.
Faktisk,
the book of Isaiah says,
så sier Isaias bok,
your eyes will see the king and his beauty, in his beauty.
Dine øyne skal se kongen I hans herlighet.
So what is that?
Hva det for noe?
Every time I come to church,
hver gang jeg kommer til menighet,
every time I come to God,
eller hver gang jeg kommer til Gud,
I come to him with a fascination.
Så kommer jeg til han med en fascination.
På, what part of you are you going to fascinate me with today?
Skal du fascinere meg med I dag?
Have you ever gone home after a meeting and like, wow, like,
har du gått hjem etter et møte og tenkt,
wow, I'm so fascinated.
Jeg så fascinert.
I'm fascinated at the way that you know everything, God.
At du, Gud, vet alt.
You know, I'm so fascinated.
Jeg så fascinert.
At your presence.
Av ditt nærvær.
I'm fascinated at your word.
Fascinert av ditt ord.
And it's a longing.
Det en lengsel
that God's put in our hearts.
Som Gud har lagt I vårt hjerte.
It's a basic longing in the human heart.
Det en sånn basislengsel I hjertet vårt.
To be fascinated.
Å bli fascinert.
Look at this amazing scripture.
Se på dette fantastiske skriftstedet.
1 Corinthians 2 verse 10. The Spirit searches all things.
1 Korintherne 2:10. Ånden søker alle ting.
Yes, the deep things of God.
De dype ting I Gud.
We have received the Spirit.
Vi har mottatt ånden.
That we might know the things
at vi skal kjenne tingene
that have been freely given to us.
Som blitt gitt fritt
til oss. I think the Holy Spirit likes to fascinate our hearts.
Jeg tror den hellige ånd liker å på en måte fascinere
hjertet vårt. By showing us things.
Med å vise oss ting.
By revealing things to us.
Med å åpenbare ting for oss.
It's amazing how this is the truth. Amen. An amazing thing is
en fantastisk ting
David said
David sier,
in Psalm 27 verse 4,
sier, Psalm 27, verse 4,
one thing have I desired.
Et ønske har jeg.
All the days of my life,
alle mine livsdager,
to behold the beauty of your holiness.
Så skue Herrens hellighet og herlighet.
He's saying,
og han sier,
one thing I desire,
en ting ønsker jeg,
to remain being fascinated by you.
Å på en måte forbli fascinert av deg.
Yeah, I'm fascinated at his songs.
Jeg fascinert av hans sanger.
Yeah, I'm fascinated at the creative ability of the Holy Spirit.
Jeg fascinert av den kreative evnen til den hellige ånd.
How he knows each one of us.
Hvordan han kjenner hver enkelt av oss.
You know, he knows what you had for breakfast.
Han vet hva du hadde til frokost.
It's amazing.
Det fantastisk.
He knows exactly, and he's, you know, and he wants to show us those things.
Og han ønsker å vise oss de tingene.
So that we continue to be fascinated.
Sånn at vi fortsetter å være fascinert.
By the Lord.
Av Herren.
You know, it's a basic desire, and it's in your heart tonight.
Det en basis I ditt hjerte. Det er I hjertet.
And it's not evil.
Det ikke vondt.
I think when it comes to desires,
når det kommer dette med lengsler,
we're so afraid, you know, that every desire from my heart is evil.
Så er vi så redde for at lengslene skal være onde.
But that's not true.
Det ikke sant.
Yeah, we have flesh.
Ja, vi har kjøtt.
Absolutely.
Ja, ja.
And this, that flesh has evil desire. Absolutely.
Og kjøttet har onde lengsler.
But that's not the only thing we have.
Men det ikke det eneste vi har.
We're also born again.
Vi jo født på ny.
We're Christians.
Vi kristne.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a good part too.
Vi har en god del også.
You're not just bad.
Du ikke bare dårlig.
You're good too.
Du god også.
Tell your neighbor, amen.
Fortell naboen, amen.
Amen, it's true.
Det sant.
Amen, it's true.
Yes.
And then our third longing in our hearts.
Den tredje lengselen I hjertet vårt.
For the ladies, of course, to be beautiful.
Det å være vakker.
But it's interesting, that word there also actually means to be pleasant or to be delightful.
Hyggelig, flott, ja.
How many of you would like to be hated by others?
Hvor mange av dere var det som ville likt å bli hatet av andre?
You know, you wake up in the morning and you think,
Du vaknar om morgonen och tänker.
There's still three people that like me.
Det är fortsatt tre folk som liker mig.
Today.
I dag.
I hope to be losing two.
Så hoppas jag ska mista två.
Yes, because finally everybody must hate me.
För alla måste hata mig.
No, do you know God's given us the desire, the longing.
För Gud har gett oss önskan eller längsel.
To be pleasant.
Att vara
beautiful.
Att vara vackra, att vara hyggliga.
Delightful.
Önska.
Inside.
På insidan.
And on the outside.
Och på utsidan.
Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Det är ingenting galt med det.
Absolutely. God gave you such a desire.
Gud gav dig såna längslar.
Here is the scripture.
Här är ett skriftord.
Psalm 90 verse 17.
Psalm 90 vers 17.
Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
Guds det vackra för Gud vara över oss.
Do you know how sometimes when you see a group of people really worshiping God?
Vet du när du ser någon folk som verkligen tillber Gud, en grupp som tillber Gud?
They change like.
Så förändrar de sig.
They like look different.
De ser lite annorlunda ut.
Like the faces, like, you know.
Ansikte.
It's like
det är något.
It's the bride. I can imagine Jesus looking over the balcony of heaven, thinking,
wow. Jesus, han står på himlens balkong och så ser han, wow.
Father, can I go?
Far, kan jag gå?
There's my bride.
Det är min brud.
You know, Jesus is not looking over the balcony, going, oh no.
Jesus, han ser sig på balkongen och tänker, oh nej.
That's what I'm gonna marry.
Är det det jag ska gifta mig med?
She's so finished.
Hur är du helt? Helt ubrukelig.
Kaputt, like the German say.
Ja, kaputt.
She's finished. How do you want me to marry that?
Hur I alla ska jag klara gifta mig med det där?
But you know, Jesus is excited over the church.
Vet du, Jesus han är begeistrad för människor.
Really? Ja. He's excited about you.
Han är begeistrad för dig.
Amen. It's not that he doesn't see the problems.
Det är inte att han inte ser problemen.
But he says you're still beautiful.
Men han säger att du fortsatt är vacker.
Here is what the Bible says.
Det är det här Bibeln säger.
To give us beauty for ashes.
Han ger oss det att vara vackra istället för aske.
The oil of joy for mourning.
Glädjens olja istället för sorg. Eller ja.
Heaven is not so sad.
Himlen är inte så sorgfull.
As some people think it is.
Inte så sorgfull som någon tänker det.
Amen. God is not as sad.
Och Gud är inte så trist.
As everybody thinks he is.
Som alla tror att han är.
Amen.
Amen.
He's actually excited.
Han är begeistrad.
And he loves to look at you and see the beauty of the Lord on you.
Och han älskar att se på dig och se det vackra med dig.
And we all have that desire in us. Oh God, make me more pleasant inside.
Yeah. Och alla har med den längsten. Åh Gud, gör mig mer tilltrekkande på innsidan.
Yeah, amen. You have it. You have it. It's there.
Du har det. Det är
it's
det.
In you tonight.
Det är i dig ikväll.
Let's look at the next longing of our hearts.
Låt oss se på den nästa längseln.
The next longing of our hearts is to be great.
Det är det att bli stor eller bli känt.
Now I know.
Och jag vet.
The devil is such a liar.
Djävulen är sån en lögnare.
Especially when it gets to the fact of false humility.
Och speciellt när det kommer till detta med falsk ydmykhet.
I like to tell this one joke.
Jag liker att fortälla denna ena vitsen.
There was this one church.
Det var denna menigheten.
And every year,
och kvart år,
they gave the most humble person in the church a prize.
Så gav de den mest ydmyka personen i menigheten en pris.
And the following year, this man was going to get the prize.
Och nästa år så skulle denna man få prisen.
So when they wanted to give him the prize,
och de skulle ge han prisen,
he said,
så sa han,
I could never take this.
Jag kunde aldrig ta emot detta här.
Because I'm just too humble.
För jag är ju allt för ydmyk till att kunna ta emot något sånt.
Do you know?
Vet du?
God has actually gifted you.
Gud har gett dig talenter.
There are people in this room with gifts.
Det är folk här som med gåva.
Some of you have studied.
Någon av er har studerat.
Come on. Some of you are good singers.
Någon av er sjunger bra.
Some of you are.
Någon av er är sån.
And some of you really, I mean, you worked at it to become good.
Du har jobbat för att bli god.
Why?
Varför?
Because you had an inborn desire.
För du hade liksom en sån ett önske i dig.
To be great.
Att bli något.
It's not pride.
Det ikke stolthet.
It's not arrogance.
Det ikke arroganse.
Otherwise, we should remove all the sports people.
Ellers skulle vi jo tatt vekk alle som driver med sport.
You know, we should say to the tennis players.
Vi skulle sagt til tennisspillerne.
No, you're not going to play again.
Du skal ikke få spille igjen.
You're too good.
Du alt for god.
You think you're good.
Du tror jo at du god.
No, we want all the bad ones.
Vi ønsker alle de dårlige.
Yeah, because then they won't get arrogant.
For da blir de ikke
right.
Arrogante.
That's yeah. Right. You're never going to play again.
Du skal aldri spille igjen.
No, that's not true.
Det ikke sant.
I mean, you know, when we don't celebrate that desire,
og når vi ikke feirer denne lengselen,
we're actually saying to God,
så sier vi faktisk til Gud,
what you created,
det du har skapt,
is nothing.
Er ingenting.
It doesn't mean,
men det betyr ikke,
we're arrogant.
At vi arrogante.
Arrogance is,
arroganse er,
when I think I can be good in my own strength.
Er når jeg tror jeg kan være god i min egen styrke.
But, if I see what God has put in you,
men hvis jeg ser det Gud har lagt ned I deg,
and in me,
og I meg,
I have a desire to be great.
Så har jeg et ønske om å være noe I kraft av det.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, we must punish gifted people.
Det ikke sånn at vi skal på en måte straffe begavet folk.
No, you go to prison.
Du skal I fengsel.
You're good at maths, go to prison.
Du god I matte, gå I fengsel.
Mm. You can play so well. Go to prison.
Er du så flink å spille? Gå I fengsel.
That's right. That's right.
Sånn er det. Nei.
Who of you are painting well?
De dere som maler bra.
Go on. Go on. Those of
Kom
you
igjen.
That are faithful.
De dere som trofaste.
Yeah. You too, prison.
Gå I fengsel du også.
Eventually there will be nobody left on the earth.
Til slutt så vil det ikke være noen igjen på jorda.
Because God doesn't make rubbish.
For Gud han lager ikke søppel. Amen.
Amen. God does not make rubbish.
Gud lager ikke søppel.
Absolutely. And here, look at this. Sometimes,
noen ganger,
we misunderstand this longing.
Så må vi forstå denne lengselen.
And we repent.
Og så må vi omvende oss.
God, forgive me.
Gud, for tilgi meg.
For wanting to be a good piano player.
Tilgi meg for å ønske å bli en god pianospiller.
I'm so sorry, Lord.
Jeg så lei meg, Herre.
I won't practice again.
Jeg skal aldri øve igjen.
So that
sånn at,
people won't think I'm arrogant.
Sånn at ikke folk skal tro jeg arrogant.
I just will just practice to that point.
Jeg skal bare øve til det så langt.
That's when the doctor says.
Det når doktoren sier.
Yes, Lord. Sorry for wanting to be a good doctor.
Ja, Herre, unnskyld for at jeg ønsker å bli en god doktor.
I'm gonna let my patients just get a little bit better.
Jeg skal la pasientene bare bli litt bedre.
Because if they get totally healed,
for hvis de blir helt friske,
people will think I'm arrogant.
Så vil folk tro at jeg arrogant.
So I'm going to only study half of the diseases.
Så jeg skal bare studere halvparten av sykdommene som finnes.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
Nei.
If you have a desire,
har du en lengsel,
to be great,
to bli noe,
where God wanted you to be great.
Gud ønsker at du skal bli noe.
Don't repent from it.
Ikke omvend deg for det.
Amen. Celebrate it.
Men feir det.
Go study.
Gå og studer.
Go work hard.
Arbeid hardt.
Go practice your piano.
Og øv på pianoet ditt.
Get better.
Bli bedre.
Become the best.
Bli den beste.
Because God created you.
For Gud skapte deg.
With that desire.
Med den lengselen.
Amen. Amen. We don't exalt ourselves.
Vi opphøyer ikke oss selv.
But we do enjoy what God has put in us.
Men vi gleder oss I det Gud har gitt oss.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look what the Bible says.
Se på hva Bibelen sier.
In Matthew 20, verse 26.
I Matteus 20, vers 26.
Whosoever desires to become great among you,
den som ønsker å bli stor blant dere,
let him be your servant.
La han være tjeneren din.
The Bible doesn't say,
Bibelen sier ikke,
let no one become great.
Han sier ikke at ingen skal bli store.
The Lord says,
men Herren sier,
you want to be great?
Ønsker du å bli stor?
I'll show you how.
Så skal jeg vise deg hvordan.
Be the servant.
Vær en tjener.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
God is not against greatness.
Gud ikke imot storhet.
He created you for it.
Han skapte deg for
det. The Bible says in Hebrews 2 verse 7.
Og Bibelen sier I Hebreerne 2 vers 7.
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
Du har kronet ham med herlighet og ære.
And then Revelation says,
og Åpenbaringsboken sier,
to him that overcomes,
til han som seirer,
I will grant to sit with me on my throne.
Så skal jeg gi han prisen å få sitte med meg på min trone.
Bah.
Wow.
Can you imagine how big the throne will be?
Tenk hvor stor den tronen skal være.
So many of us will sit with him.
Så mange av oss skal sitte der med han.
Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't say.
Jesus sier ikke.
You want to be great?
Ønsker du å bli stor?
Don't be one, because stay humble.
Så sier ikke, ikke bli han, men vær ydmyk.
And don't become great.
Og ikke bli stor.
Because then I won't share the throne with you.
For da vil jeg ikke dele tronen med deg.
No,
nei.
It's wonderful.
Det er fantastisk.
Amen. That's what God created us to be.
Det er det Gud har skapt oss til å være.
Hallelujah. The next longing in our hearts.
Den neste lengselen i hjertet vårt er.
We all have a longing for intimacy.
Alle har en lengsel etter intimitet.
You know, to know that we're loved.
Det vet at vi elsker.
To be embraced.
Å bli omfavnet.
Huh? To be cared for, and to be in a place of intimacy,
og være på en plass av intimitet,
without shame,
uten skam.
Wow.
Wow.
The Bible says,
og Bibelen sier,
knowing and being known by God.
Kjenne og være kjent av Gud.
God wants to be so one with you.
Gud ønsker å være så ett med deg.
He wants to be so intimate with us. He wants to be so close.
Han ønsker å være så intim, så nær.
And he's created us with such a longing.
Og han har skapt oss med denne lengselen.
You know, it's that longing that you wake up like, oh, I longed.
Du liksom våkner med denne lengselen, og jeg elsker, jeg trenger, jeg ønsker.
God actually put that in us.
Og Gud har lagt det i oss.
Here's what Jesus says.
Og her er det Jesus sier.
I know my own, and my own know me.
Jeg kjenner mine, og mine kjenner meg.
Even as the Father know me.
Akkurat som Faderen kjenner meg.
And I know the Father.
Og jeg kjenner Faderen.
Wow. The same intimacy between Jesus and the Father.
Den samme intimiteten som er mellom Jesus og Faderen.
He wants to give us that same intimacy with him.
Så ønsker han å gi den samme intimiteten med oss.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, he sees our painful struggles with sin.
Men så ser han jo selv at våre smertefulle kamper med synd.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But you know the difference.
Men vet du forskjellen?
Between a pig and a sheep.
Mellom en gris og en sau.
A Christian is a farmer.
Jeg er en bonde, ja.
If a pig falls into the mud.
Hvis en gris faller i søleputten.
He likes it.
Så liker han det.
He doesn't try to get out, right, han
prøver,
Christian?
Nei, han prøver ikke å komme seg ut.
Right?
Yes.
But when a sheep falls into the mud,
men hvis sauen faller i søleputten,
he tries everything to get out.
Så prøver han alt han kan å komme seg ut.
That's the difference.
Det er forskjellen.
Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes,
noen ganger,
absolutely, we fall into the mud.
Så faller vi jo i søleputten.
But
men,
we don't stay there.
Vi forblir ikke der.
And that's the beautiful thing.
Og det er det flotte.
Hallelujah. When
Halleluja.
There's mud,
der er søleputten.
Get out of it again.
Så kom vi ut av det igjen.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we're not pigs, we're sheep.
Vi er ikke griser, vi er sauer.
It doesn't mean
det betyr ikke
that I can still not enjoy the intimacy.
Og det betyr ikke at jeg ikke kan nyte intimiteten med Gud.
Until Jesus comes back.
Til Jesus kommer tilbake
igjen. Or we die and be with him.
Eller vi dør og skal være med han.
You and I, as long as we live in this body.
Og du og meg, så lenge vi lever i denne kroppen.
There will be a fight.
Så vil det være en kamp.
Amen. And some fights we win.
Noen kamper vinner vi.
Some fights we're losing.
Noen kamper taper vi.
Some fights we're still gonna win.
Noen kamper skal vi komme til å vinne.
Before it's all over.
Før alt er over.
Amen. That's the difference.
Det er forskjellen.
Then you and I have a longing in our hearts.
Du og meg har en lengsel i hjertet vårt.
To be wholehearted and passionate.
Vær helhjertet og ha passion.
Look what the Bible says.
Se på hva Bibelen sier.
You will love the Lord your God with half of your heart.
Du skal elske Herren med halve hjertet ditt.
You will love the Lord your God and don't get too over the top with it all.
Du skal elske Herren Gud, men ikke for mye.
Look what the Bible says.
Men se på Bibelen.
You shall love the Lord.
Du skal elske Herren
with parts of your heart.
Med deler av hjertet ditt.
And don't get too emotional while you're doing it.
Men ikke bli for følsom mens du gjør dette.
Does that the Bible say?
Er det det Bibelen sier?
No, what does the Bible say?
Hva er det Bibelen sier?
You shall love the Lord your God.
Du skal elske Herren din Gud.
With all of your heart.
Med hele ditt hjerte.
And all of your strength.
Med all din styrke.
You know, that means passion.
Det betyr lidenskap.
Huh? You know, that means passion.
Det betyr lidenskap.
We need some passion today.
Vi trenger lidenskap I dag.
You know, people are so passionate during the football.
Folk har jo så stor lidenskap når de ser på fotball.
And I think to myself.
Og jeg tenker med meg selv.
Boah.
Wow.
You know, then we tell the people, and Jesus rose from the dead.
Og så forteller vi, ja, Jesus sto opp fra de døde.
And then they say,
og så sier de,
Amen.
Amen.
And you think, where's the passion?
Hvor lidenskapen henne?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's wonderful.
Det fantastisk.
And the enemy, of course, is constantly trying to steal these things from our hearts.
Fienden prøver konstant å stjele disse tingene ifra oss.
Here's an interesting thing.
Her en interessant ting.
If we don't have something to die for,
hvis vi ikke har noe å dø for,
we have nothing to live for.
Så har vi ingenting å leve for.
Are you willing to die for your relationship with Christ?
Er du villig til å dø for din relasjon med Jesus?
Are you like, even if it costs me my life,
I'm, om det koster deg livet ditt,
even if the whole family and the dog turns against me,
selv om familien min og hunden min skulle snu meg imot meg,
I want to serve God with passion.
Jeg ønsker å tjene Gud med lidenskap.
God's made us,
Gud har skapt oss,
to be full of passion,
til å være full av lidenskap.
You know, it's interesting.
Det interessant.
When our hearts become passive,
når hjertet blir passivt,
and bored,
og kjeder seg,
bored with God,
kjeder oss med Gud,
bored with worship,
kjeder oss med lovsang.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
I need to phone somebody.
Oh, I'm ringing.
You know, I wonder how my goldfish is doing.
Oh, look at the goldfish I'm having.
You know, the worship leader says, "Shall we dance?"
Og så sier lovsangslederen, "Skal vi danse?"
And you think manipulation.
Oh, det manipulation. Slutt med det der.
Do you know? The enemy knows this.
Fienden kjenner til dette her.
What I find interesting is,
det som interessant
when David fell into sin with Bathsheba,
når David falt i synd med Bathsheba,
you know what happened before?
Vet du hva som skjedde før?
The Bible says,
Bibelen sier,
at the time when kings go to war,
på den tiden når konger drar i krig,
David stayed at home.
Men så ble David hjemme.
Uh-oh. He was bored.
Han kjeder seg.
He could have been out there killing a couple of Philistines.
Han kunne vært der ute og drept noen filistere.
But he was lying at home. Like,
han lå jo hjemme. Ja, hva skal jeg? Ja.
You know, like, shall I praise?
Skal jeg?
Shall I not?
Skal jeg lovprise eller skal jeg ikke?
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen sier.
He looked out the window.
Han så ut av vinduet.
When we can become bored,
når vi kjeder oss,
and we lose our wholehearted passion,
og når vi mister denne helhjertet lidenskap,
it's a very dangerous place.
Det er en farlig plass.
Because the devil's got some exciting things.
For djevelen, han har noen spennende ting.
And he knows we have a heart that must be fascinated.
Og han vet at vi har et hjerte som må bli fascinert.
So when we're bored, like,
så når vi kjeder oss,
Halleluja. I've heard that message.
Ja, jeg har hørt det budskapet.
I'm not going to church on Sunday.
Jeg skal ikke til menigheten på søndag, nei.
Because I've already been.
Jeg har jo vært der.
No?
Uh-oh.
The devil's like,
djevelen,
look at this.
Se på dette her.
And we're like, wow. That's fascinating.
Det er jo fascinerende.
And it's true.
Det er sant.
I think that God wants to fascinate us all the time.
Jeg tror at Gud ønsker å fascinere oss hele veien.
So that when the devil shows us something,
så når djevelen viser oss noe,
we're like,
nah.
Boring.
Kjedeligt.
Sin. Boring.
Kjedeligt.
I'd rather go to church.
Jeg må gå til menighet.
Oh, let me pray in tongues.
Oh, la meg be i tunge. Hallelujah. Halleluja.
But when we're bored with God.
Men når vi kjeder oss med Gud.
And that's when it happens.
Det er da det skjer.
And so David's heart was a heart that was, you know, his heart was a heart full of passion.
Davids hjerte var fullt av lidenskap.
You know, and when he stayed at home,
men når han forblei hjemme,
when it was time for war,
når det var tid for krig,
That's when it happened.
Det var då det skjedde.
So we want to stay passionately fascinated.
Vi skal være lidenskapelig fascinert.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And God knows how to do it.
Og Gud vet hvordan det skal skje.
Last one.
Siste.
And I know many of you are saying, when are we going to dance?
Jeg vet mange av dere sier, hvor tid skal vi danse?
I promise you it's coming.
Jeg lover deg, det kommer.
Just hold on to yourself.
Bare vent.
I know there are people here that are saying,
det folk her som sier,
I can't stand it anymore.
Jeg kan ikke, jeg tåler ikke
mer. I want to release my passion.
Jeg ønsker å få løse min lidenskap.
It's coming.
Den kommer.
It's coming.
Den kommer.
The last longing in our hearts.
Siste lengselen I vårt hjerte.
Is the longing for significance,
for betydning, for ha betydning,
and to make a lasting impact.
Og ha et, gjør et varigt inntrykk eller innflytelse.
Do you know, it's something God's put in all of us.
Det noe Gud har lagt ned I alle av oss.
That's why people stop next to the road and they help an accident.
Det derfor folk stopper på veien og hjelper til en ulykke.
Yeah. That's why people cook meals and take it to people and
det derfor folk lager mat og så gir det til andre folk.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because we all have a passionate desire.
For vi har en lidenskapelig lengsel.
To make an impact into somebody's life.
Og bety noe for andre.
My mother is 89.
Mor mi 89.
She's also a nurse.
Hun også en sykepleier.
She trained other nurses.
Hun lærte opp andre sykepleiere.
The nurses were so afraid of her.
Sykepleieren var så redde for henne.
Even the bacteria was afraid.
Til med bakterien var redd for henne.
Because when she arrives,
for når hun kom,
there's order in the hospital.
Da var det orden på sykehuset.
Today she's 89.
I dag 89.
So a couple of months ago,
for noen måneder siden,
I didn't have time to phone in the morning.
Så hadde jeg ikke tid til å ringe om morgenen.
So I only phoned later in the day.
Så jeg ringte senere på dagen.
Because I always phone to hear if her carers has arrived, you know.
For jeg ringer alltid bare for å høre om de som hjelper.
And when I phoned later, she said, "I'm sorry, I never answered the phone this morning."
Så sa jeg, jeg lei meg for ikke svarte på telefonen denne morgenen.
I wasn't here.
Jeg var ikke her.
Well, I'm thinking.
Så tenker jeg,
where were you?
Hvor var du henne?
Because she's walking with a walker, you know.
For hun går med en gåstol.
Like this.
Sånn som dette her.
And when she's not at home.
Og når hun ikke hjemme.
Where is she?
Hvor hun henne?
And I said, where were you, mom?
Hvor var du, mor?
No, my friend Shirley.
Min venn Shirley.
She fell.
Hun falt.
And she phoned me.
Og hun ringte meg.
And she said, Margaret.
Og så sa hun, Margaret.
I fell.
Jeg datt.
And she said,
og hun sa,
stay where you are, I'm coming.
Bare forbli der jeg kommer.
So,
so,
the carers brought the wheelchair.
Så hjelperne de kom med rullestolen.
The night carer is pushing on this side.
Han, den som hjelper om natten var pustet på den siden.
The day carer is pushing on that side.
Og daghjelpen kom og.
And they going to Shirley's house.
Og Jesus gikk inn I Shirley's hus.
When she got to Shirley's house.
Når kom til Shirley's hus.
She's examining Shirley out of the wheelchair.
Så undersøker hun Shirley når hun sitter I rullestolen.
She lifts up her hand.
Hun løfter opp hånden hennes.
Look all the bones. No.
Og så ser på beina.
No, Shirley, you're okay.
Shirley, du okay.
But let's phone the doctor anyway.
Men la oss ringe doktoren uansett.
So the doctor comes.
Så kommer doktoren.
And my mother is sitting in the entrance of the house.
Og mor, hun sitter I inngangen til huset.
Shirley is around the corner.
Og Shirley, hun rundt hjørnet.
So when the emergency doctor arrives,
og når doktoren kommer,
he goes straight to my mother.
Så går han rett til min mor.
He says, what's wrong?
Hva det galt?
My mother says,
og så sier mor min,
there's nothing wrong with me.
Det ingenting galt med meg.
I'm the nurse.
Jeg sykepleieren.
She says,
og hun sier,
the patient
pasienten
is around the corner.
Rundt hjørnet.
And you know, I so thought about that.
Og jeg tenkte mye på dette her. 89.
And you still want to mean something for somebody.
Fortsatt så ønsker du bety noe for andre.
Do you know, the moment we don't mean anything anymore.
Det øyeblikk vi ikke betyr noe lenger.
We close the shop.
Da lukker vi på en måte døren. Amen. Sant?
And it's interesting.
Det interessant.
God has given us
Gud har gitt oss
a longing desire
en sånn en lengsel
in our hearts
I hjertet vårt
to make a lasting impact
til å gjøre inntrykk.
Don't suppress it.
Ikke undertrykk det.
Don't suppress your desire.
Ikke undertrykk
lengselen.
At du skaper et ettermæle.
Or to do something for somebody.
Eller gjøre noe for andre.
Halleluja. God gave us that desire.
Gud ga oss den lengselen.
Lastly tonight.
Til slutt I kveld.
The Bible says.
Sier Bibelen.
Matthew 10:24.
Matteus 10:24.
Even anyone who only gives a cup of cold water.
Bare de som gir en et glass kaldt vann.
He shall by no means.
Han skal
lose his reward.
Han ska inte mista sin belöning.
It is true.
Det är sant.
Our works cannot pay for our salvation.
Vi kan inte betala för vår frälse.
Jesus paid.
Jesus betalte.
But there are rewards.
Men det är belöningar.
For what we've done.
För det vi har gjort.
Or haven't done.
Eller det vi inte har gjort.
There are rewards.
Det är belöningar.
Hallelujah. Let's go for the rewards.
La oss gå for belønningene.
Jesus paid the price.
Jesus, han har betalt prisen.
But we go for the rewards.
Men vi går for belønningene.
Amen. Amen. Last scripture tonight.
Siste skriftord I kveld.
It says.
Sier.
And whatever you do.
Uansett hva du gjør.
Do it heartily as unto the Lord.
Gjør det av hele hjertet som om det var til Herren.
Knowing that from the Lord.
Och då vet du att för Herren
you will receive a reward.
Så vill du motta en belöning.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
There are rewards.
Det är belöningar.
Waiting for us.
Som väntar på oss.
Let's go for them.
Låt oss gå för dem.
Mm. It doesn't mean
det betyder inte
we do it to get saved.
Att man blir frälst.
But now that we're saved.
Men om vi är frälst.
There are rewards.
Så är det belöningar.
Waiting for us.
Som väntar på oss.
Amen. And let's go for them.
Låt oss gå för dem.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you got these longings in your heart?
Har du dessa längslan I hjärtat ditt?
Then the longing to be enjoyed by God.
Längslan av att bli älskad av Gud.
That's why if we come and fall into the mud.
Det hvis vi faller då I søleputten.
We must be quick repenters.
Så vi må være raske til å omvende oss.
If there's one thing we must be quick at.
Hvis det en ting vi skal være raske til.
Is to repent.
Så det å omvende oss.
Quickly.
Fort.
Just quick.
Fort.
Oh God, sorry.
Gud, sorry.
And then go on.
Och så fortsätter man.
Amen. Quick repenters. Amen.
Raske omvänd oss.
A longing to be fascinated.
Längsel till att bli fascinerad.
And let God fascinate you.
Låt Gud fascinera dig.
Amen. Go to the scriptures.
Gå I ordet.
Oh, the fact that you're here tonight.
Det faktum att du är här ikväll.
Means you want to be fascinated.
Det betyder att du önskar bli fascinerad.
Wow, when we start worshiping God now.
När vi börjar lovprisa Gud.
Open your heart to be fascinated.
Öppna hjärtat ditt för att bli fascinerad.
That you go home tonight like wow.
Att du går hem ikväll och tänker wow.
It's better than TV.
Det bättre än TV.
Yeah. It's better than sport.
Det bättre än sport.
So fascinated.
Det så fascinerande.
Yeah, and then there's the longing in our hearts.
Så är det längslan I hjärtat vårt.
To be pleasant.
Till att vara vackra, till att vara hyggliga.
Longing to be great.
Det längsten till att vara.
It's never too late.
Det aldrig för sent.
To be great.
Att bli stor.
Nej, it's never too late to be great.
Det aldrig för sent att bli stor.
Maybe tonight.
Kanske ikväll.
You realize.
Så inser du.
Do you know? I've been so falsely humble.
Jag har varit så falskt ydmyk.
That I didn't want to take the prize.
Att jag inte ville ta prisen.
For the most humble person.
För den mest ydmyka personen.
But I'm gonna walk up and take it.
Men jag ska gå upp och så ska jag ta.
It's mine.
För den är min.
Amen.
Amen.
And then intimacy.
Intimitet.
That desire.
Den längsen.
In your heart.
I hjärtat ditt.
To be intimate with God.
Att vara intim med Gud.
To receive, to be so close to Him.
Motta och vara så nära.
You know that His presence is more real.
Att hans närvaro är mer verklig.
Than the presence of people.
Eller närvaro av andra folk.
And then of course the longing to be passionate.
Och den längslan till vara lidenskaplig.
Amen. When we pray, we want to pray passionately.
När vi ber så ska vi be lidenskapligt.
When we worship, we want to do it passionately.
Och när vi lovprisar så önskar vi göra det lidenskapligt.
Some people say.
Och någon folk säger.
I don't clap with these hands.
Jag klappar inte med dessa händerna.
Because I clap with my hands in my heart.
För jag klappar med händerna I hjärtat mitt.
Well, maybe it's time.
Kanske det är på tide.
To let the heart hands.
Att du ska låta hjärtehänderna.
Influence the real hands.
Influera de verkliga händerna.
Let the clapping of the heart.
Lå klappen I hjärtat.
Become so passionate.
Bli så lidenskaplig.
That the hands are joining in.
Att händerna dina följer med.
Amen.
Amen.
And then of course our last desire that God gave us.
Och den sista längsen som Gud gav oss.
Is to make a lasting impact.
Det är göra ett intryck.
Amen. To your family.
På familjen.
Our families, the place where we live.
Platsen vi bor på.
Amen. Tomorrow in your job.
I morgen på jobben din.
I mean, do you know what's interesting?
Vet du hva som er interessant?
The life we're living now,
det livet vi lever nå,
is not actually the practice. This is it.
Ja, det ikke en øvelse, det liksom dette her.
You know? Because often we think, well, I think I'll and some other time I'll do it. You know.
Ofte tenker vi, ja, jeg skal gjøre det senere en annen gang.
Like we're coming again, like.
Ja, at vi liksom skulle gå igjen på en måte. Nei.
This is it.
Dette her og nå er det.
This is it.
Dette er det.
Let's do it now.
Så la oss gjøre det nå.
Amen. Because that's it.
For dette.
Hallelujah. Won't you tell the person next to you?
Fortell sin mannen din.
You have these desires.
Du har disse lengslene.
And they come from God.
Og de kommer ifra Gud.
And you can enjoy them.
Du skal glede deg over dem.
And you can laugh and be happy. Amen.
Du skal le og være glad.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight I was wondering when the worship team comes.
Så I kveld når låsangsteamet kommer opp.
I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And we're going to
når de kommer opp, ja.
We're going to just worship the Lord together.
Vi skal tilbe Herren I sammen.
The first song,
første sangen,
is the song that says Joshua did it with a shout.
Den sier Josva, han gjorde det med et rop.
It says Miriam did it with a tambourine.
Miriam, hun gjorde det med en tamburin.
David did it with a dance.
David, han gjorde det med en dans.
So let's praise and take our land.
Så la oss lovprise og ta landet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I was thinking,
og jeg tenkte,
we want to enter together into God's presence.
Vi skal gå sammen inn I Guds nærvær.